Blog Talk Radio.
We are poor little lambs who have lost.
Where being a black sheep is a good thing.
You never know what they're going to say.
Well, hello everybody and welcome to another Thursday night when Bob and I, you're right, we don't know what we're going to say next. Now, we haven't talked a lot this week, but maybe Bob, you and I will share some things we don't normally share on the air tonight because we'll slip up. Isn't that so?
Well, that usually happens, you know. I mean, it's just how it is. I know that you've been busy kind of trying to recover. How you feeling, my man?
I'm feeling lousy, but I'm here for another great show. You know, I guess I'm slowly going to come to grips with the way it is. And I'm going to do like Art Williams said, just do it, just keep doing it, and then I'll figure my way through it as I go. How's that?
Yeah, I love it, man. I love your dedication to everything you do and to this show. You know, and we just have a lot of fun with it, don't we? We have fun with life.
I believe so. Now, did you have fun trying to get a hold of me today?
Oh, that was a challenge, I might add. In fact, I might start with my recovery portion, as that was one of the things I had to recover from today, trying to get in touch with you. You know, but
I noticed you even tried to call Michelle, didn't you? You tried to call him. That's what you did.
I did.
It didn't work, did it?
I did. No, nothing worked. Nothing worked, you know. So that started the recovery process. But, you know, I'll tell you, I feel terrific. It's just an exciting time. You know, life is exciting anyway, you know, and we always talk about my recovery. Well, you know, it's been all over the place this week. You know, it started right out, you know, we're right in the middle of winter. I'm loving the middle of winter because of the fact,
really?
You know, that the spring's coming. The spark at the end of the tunnel is right there. It's right there waiting for you, you know, and so even though, you know, I had to change plans and different things this week. I mean, we had to cancel York and we're going back down Saturday. And then today we canceled the trip out to Boston, you know, there was a lot of rescheduling, a lot of replanning, but we went at it with the correct attitude, you know, just having a good time with, I mean, last night when I came back from Ithaca, a normal drive of an hour and 25 minutes was 2 hours and 15 minutes, you know, just because of conditions.
Wow.
So you recover from that stuff, but I had I'm in the process of another recovery, and that's because today we received the video of our Tioga Downs live streaming, you know, simulcast.
Oh, great! How was that?
Oh my gosh, I can hardly. I'm gonna get it to you and Rob and many others tomorrow as soon as I figure out that Google box thing and that. Yeah, I know
we'll
that. I've got an emergency call out to my buddy Keith. I know emergency call out to my buddy Keith Roughgarden. He's gonna bail me through it tomorrow morning. Thank goodness. But you should see, Dave, the job that Chelsea and Alexis, the videographers, did for us. Oh my gosh, they
good
made
job.
I was elated with it. You know, Laura really liked it, and it. You know, it'll ultimately be a 20-minute segment. But what they did for us is they put it in eight different, like, couple-minute segments type of thing. So
sure.
If people wanted to just click on different things. And I'm telling you, I couldn't believe what a great job they did, how people were having fun with this event. People were just excited. I mean, there was a lot of photogenic people out there. Jody Wright came out. They had several things with Jody in there with her husband having a great time. You know, we had 211 people there. We had some senior consultants and a group of people from Steve Thompson's team there. Had some nice footage
sure.
of them. You know, I mean, it was all I could say. It was, you know, I mean, it was just so special. It was It was MacGruber. You know, that's modern day awesome. It was just
yeah,
so
MacGruber. You keep telling me. You keep saying I've got to watch that, but I'm in no hurry. So.
Yeah, well, most people probably shouldn't. But anyway.
You know,
I
get it.
But I'm telling you, it's exciting. And I can't wait till, and I'm looking forward to corporate looking at it to show the dedication of the consultants out here, you know, in the market and how excited they are about what's going on right now. And I just can't say enough good things about how great it looked and the people, so many different people. And the thing's nice, Dave, is that even though there's over 200 people, I mean, we knew almost everybody. And when you see it now the video,
yep.
Oh my gosh, it's tremendous, you know. And so we're just excited about that, you know. And so that I'll have to recover from it, but I'm really looking forward to you viewing it, you know. I think you're going to have some fun with it.
Well, I look forward to that. You know, we've got to talk about a couple of things as we go through this next show, and I'll let everybody know that actually we are not out west. I guess we're a little old, so occasionally we say things because we get so excited, just like little kids. It's next week we'll all be out west, you know. But actually tonight I'm in Rochester, New York, at the home of my great friends, the Utters, and you know, give a big shout out to them because last week, right before the Super Bowl, they drove down to Hershey, PA, and they picked me up, and they drove me to Tom and Annie's at the Florentine Gardens for an incredible Super Bowl party. We had a blast there. Of course, the weather was closing in really bad, and we bailed out of there right after halftime and, you know, hit the road. And thank goodness we did, because we were about probably a half hour ahead of the ice storm to hit there. And then by the time we got back up into around Geneva, just a little bit west of Syracuse, we had a lot of snow. I mean, the thruway had probably about 8 to 9 inches of snow on it. And not that many cars for some reason. It took us about 7 or 8 hours driving from northern Jersey to Rochester. But here I am back up in the winter getting a chance, because I fly out of here on Monday morning. So I'm looking forward to that. Had some, you know, some of the people I let know I was coming out west. And next thing you know, my phones are lit up. And I've got some, in fact, I got a couple good surprises that I'll probably be able to share on the air. I don't know if I'll be with this person then on that Thursday, but I know I'm going to go out to dinner with them on Tuesday. So I'm really looking forward to that in Vegas. Haven't seen him in a little while. Great people. Very well known. Everybody would love to hear a few words from him. But I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to this week. You know, again, like Art Williams said, I just keep pushing through. I keep just doing it. Every time I feel lousy, I just ignore it. So I hope that with everybody's help and all the great prayers and great friendships that we've developed, it's made it a little bit easier, Rob. So, you know, you were asleep during the whole Super Bowl, weren't you, Bob? I mean, I don't remember you telling much.
No, I got almost through the three quarters, which I was pretty impressed with because I didn't care about either team. You know, I had bet Dallas, and I'm to understand that if it wasn't for one of the poorest calls
football. Dallas wasn't playing, right? You know that, right? Dallas was not playing.
Oh, yeah, I wasn't, not Dallas. Yeah, New England. You know, I had the action on New England, you know, and, well, it's that Patriots logo. That's close to the star, you know. You know, I don't pay attention to this stuff.
It's
blur. Look,
I get
Cleveland,
it.
When you're a Cleveland Browns fan, I mean, how focused can you be on football? You know, but
I'm a Bills fan. Yep. It happens. It's what it is, you know.
At least you went to five Super Bowls. We haven't even sniffed it, you know.
Four. It was four.
Oh.
And it was four in a row, and we won't talk about that. Yep. You know, I don't know. I'd almost rather have it have been a blowout than to lose it like they lost that in the last, you know. That's tough. That's something that you're always going to be regretting. And I tell everybody, you know, that's the same type of thing you have here. You throw plays out and you hope that they're going to work, and you know, they don't always work. So,
yeah.
You know, what do? You just quit after that, or do you just try to, you know, keep your head high and say, okay, well, we're going to try to come back next year? You know, at least with our profession, we get better than that.
I would guess that he probably will never make that kind of a call again.
Well, you know, the thing is, Bob, you know, imagine, though, if that call worked and if they win, and then all of a sudden people say it was genius because they didn't expect that. See, there's always going to be a critic out there.
Well,
there's always going to be someone that doesn't. Right.
It did work. It just worked for New England.
Yeah, that's not how it's supposed to work, though. That would be like you going out there and building a big business and giving it to me. You know, that doesn't make sense.
That doesn't work for you and your family.
Maybe. Yeah. No, for me it'd be great. I'd like it, but you know, for you, no. You know, so listen, let's get back on topic, Bob. You can tell we haven't talked. See, this is what I mean.
Yeah.
You know, but you know, our show tonight is like every other show. It's a little loose, but always has a little bit of a purpose, a topic. And what we're going to talk about tonight is, you know, of course, we're going out west, which requires a lot of planning. But I thought it would be fun also to talk about what we would do when we're out into a new market or a market where there's potential that people that know in our existing markets, are we going to talk to people when we're out there? Are we actually going to go out there and try to prospect to build our network marketing business while we're out there? So, Bob, I know you're going to go out and play golf, and you probably should instead go out there and try to find new potential consultants instead of playing golf, but I'm sure you're going to try a little bit of both. So what are you going to do when you go out to Arizona other than play golf?
Well, you know, like, I never go out with the intent of trying to find somebody, you know, to get into the business. I never do that. I always talk with people. You know, and I like to see where they are in their life. I mean, I love to get to know people and chat with them, you know, and see what kind of, you know, family life they have, the career they've had, you know, and predicated on how that goes and that. And if we swap information, I might call them back a couple weeks later and say, by the way, you know, like I was reflecting on what we talked, I enjoyed it, you know, and I'd like you to give me an opinion. Seem like a real sharp guy because you're a businessman. That's all I do. I never, you know, it's just, I'm, you know, remember, I'm not an MLM guy. I'm a traditional business guy, and I kind of blend the two together. And
sure.
I respect people's time, and I don't want to give the impression of I'm talking to them because I'm looking to gain from them. You know, I just, that's just not the way I work, you know, and I'm excited about going out west. And I might not make one contact. I might not make one contact in an airport. But I'll guarantee I'll be talking to a lot of people because I love to talk to people. I love to meet new people. You know, and it's just going to be a great time. How about yourself?
Well, it's the same thing. I mean, listen, I'm going out there for a lot of reasons. You know, there's a lot of business. Again, I've got some golf clients that I haven't seen in a long time that, you know, I told them I'm feeling better. I'm feeling okay enough. So I've got to go out there and get that off my plate because that bothers me. I don't like not delivering to people that I've told them I would. And then I'm going to get a chance to see, again, a lot of great friends. And I'm also going to kick back a little bit. You know, I really am going to enjoy. I mean, I look today at the weather, and it's supposed to be in the mid-70s, all sunshine, all next week. So for me, that's a home run. So you can talk all you want to about loving the snow, but I can tell you right now, that if you love the snow so much, you wouldn't be going out west either. You'd be staying here, and you're not. So we get it, you know. But
I've never played golf in Scottsdale.
I've never played golf. Oh, really?
Never played there.
Yeah,
I never played there.
Wow.
I've only been to Arizona once, and that was Phoenix. And I am pumped the fact that the forecast is 80 to 85.
Yeah, it's beautiful down there. And let me tell you something. This is about the only time of year that I enjoy golf out there because, you know, we booked a lot of golf vacations in Arizona. And the one thing is you get out there in the summertime, and people don't understand why early morning tee times are the only ones that are booked. If somebody books one like at 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock, it means they're going to be out at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and it's 110, 115 degrees. It's not fun to play golf at that point.
Well, that's
but
in your opinion.
You're there
if you had joints,
time.
You know, if you had, that's your opinion. If you had joints like mine, you'd welcome the 100 degree heat.
Yeah, not with the humidity. Believe it or not, it's not like it used to be. where people used to always say, you go out there because it's dry heat. There's so many swimming pools they put in Phoenix and those areas that actually change the humidity level. So good luck with Bob. I know. But, you know, I mean, I'm looking forward to going out. Same thing is not only renewing some friendships, but also getting a chance to randomly meet people. And, you know, there's so many times that we just, you know, we meet people. I'm not trying to get their card, not even trying to get their information. Sometimes it's just so I enjoy the ride. I enjoy myself a little bit, you know, and,
yeah.
And it's fun. When I mean, I was with Rob the other day. We went someplace locally to actually upgrade my new phone. And when we first went in, they were pretty busy. Things seemed a little bit confusing. And this girl behind the counter, you could tell she was just a little stressed out. And she made some comment. I looked at Rob and I said, oh, she's not having a good day. And, you know, he looked at me and goes, yeah, I sort of get it, you know. And then we started talking with her more and more. And by the time we were there for almost 45 minutes with her, and she was having fun and laughing, and you found out through that conversation, they had a real stressful day dealing with the public. You know, not everybody's the friendly type, you know. And so we started kidding around with them. And for me, that sometimes is worth everything, just knowing when you walked in, that person wasn't feeling too good about their day. And by the time they left, they at least know that Rob and Dave were a blast to hang around with for a little bit. And if that's all we accomplish, you know, as I go out west, then I'll consider that trip a big success. And, of course, I've got to rebake my tan. I haven't had a chance to lie out in the sun. And I know every time I do that, it makes me feel better health-wise. I know people will contradict that. But for me, that's how I've always been my whole life. So that's sort of what I'm looking to do, and that's how I'm going to treat the people I go out there. I'm going to build my Rolodex. I'm just going to build more contacts. When I come back, I'll probably send them cards or something. I'll keep in contact with them. I'll send them an email here or there because that's what I want to be able to do. I want to build that because it may be 15 years from now, you know, Lord blessing me with that. But let's keep a positive attitude, and 10 years from now, I'm going to be still having a great time out there. Those are people that I might be doing something with that I don't know today. That's exciting.
Now you do. So, you do realize that there are people on this call tonight this show tonight that don't even know what a Rolodex is.
Attention, everyone! One.
Okay. This is where we'll explain what the Rolodex is. It's not a watch. It's not a Rolex watch. It's actually, I found one the other day in my warehouse that I still have in Utica, and it's an old metal thing that would take you would put your contacts on like real paper and you write it out, right, Bob? You know, if you got fancy, you'd have it type it in your IBM Selectric typewriter, and they would type it, and then you had them by A B C D, sort of like your thing, your Lone Granger thing, Bob, right?
Yeah, absolutely, and they got all tattered. And then you'd have to think, did I put this in the business name or the guy's name? What was the guy's name? You know, they were great.
I still have mine. I mean, actually, I still have mine from the 70s and the 80s. The 80s, I had a huge Rolodex with my business, 80s and first part of 90s. And then we tried to get fancy and go electronic. And it's funny, the electronic stuff, I think I still have all those addresses stuff, but I ran across when I was cleaning things out my old Rolodex and my old date timer with all my old addresses handwritten in them. And you talk about triggering your memory. All of a sudden, I had a list of people that I'm going to get a hold of. And if I had only done that digitally like they do today, that probably wouldn't happen. You got to see it.
Yeah.
Got to see it to believe it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I love it.
So, listen, Bob, I got a couple things for you. I want to throw you a little off guard because you know that we didn't get much of a chance to talk today before this. You know, but what I want to do is as you went through this last week, I know you've been really busy because I know you haven't been calling me as much. You haven't called me in the morning, and you didn't call me on the way home last night like you normally do. You know, we normally chat. So why is that, Bob? You know, how did you fill in that time? You normally spend at least a couple hours every 3 or 4 days on the phone with me. So what is it you did when you were cheating on the time you normally give to me? That's what I want to know.
Well, you know, it was It's interesting. Number one, you know, obviously my regular company, traditional company, Eastern Energy Solutions, we're doing well, but you never do well in New York, and so you're constantly battling cash flow and getting the projects in. That's been busy. I decided to start up the new company that you and I talked about, so that's keeping me a little bit active. But also, you know, we've been fortunate enough to have, you know, with our Ambit Energy business, they had this tremendous promo out where there's open enrollment now for $0. And consequently, you know, I've had a big boom in business. One of the issues with it, though, is that, to be honest, it's unfortunate some people don't get what they've offered to us, and they've kind of try to game the system. In other words, they're putting people into the business without doing the right thing and teaching them how to get paid by gathering a few customers. It's almost like on the come, you know. In other words, well, maybe my next door neighbor in a year will want to try this, and so if he comes in now, and you know, in a year maybe he'll start up, and things will get going for him, you know, and so he won't have to pay the entry fee, which is a gift anyway, $429. But now with the open enrollment, I do have many leaders in my team that have brought many people in. Many people are doing a terrific job, but the key is that I'm finding that people aren't getting properly trained to start their business. Everybody's on this hunt to bring people in for the fact of bringing in and hoping they'll get customers, rather than treating this like a business and helping them open their business correctly. You know, like a franchise. You know, starting out with the basics, the Eric Worre and the Success from Home, and just a few names, and helping them make the invite. And so, consequently, I've been working with a ton of leaders on the phone and getting them three-waying in with new people to see exactly what they want out of their new business, how much time they're willing to invest in their new business on a consistent basis. And not just for a few weeks, for months, for a couple of years, changing their style or their lifestyle a little bit, you know, like making minutes of the week count for their new business. And so I can't tell you how many times last night, and it took me over 2 hours to get home, Dave. Many times I went to give you a call, and I got a call, and that's what happened. All of a sudden, all of a sudden the time escaped. I mean, ordinarily you and I talk several times during the week, you know, several times during a day, but it's been very busy, and I have an obligation, you know, to these people coming into the business, just like the people bringing in people have an obligation to teach them how to do this right. And I think there's a little bit of a disconnect out there right now with this tremendous promotion, and I'm trying to nip that in the bud as best as I can, and that's what I've been doing. You know, how about yourself? You finding the same kind of thing happening?
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's a huge gift that they provided us with right now, and I agree. I think part of the problem is that not everybody is opening the present the right way, if you know what I mean. You know, they've actually thrown out the present, and they have the box in their hand, and they can't figure out what's not happening. I mean, I've seen that before, but no, I think that's a solid point. And one of the biggest concerns I would have is, and I've always been this way, so it's nothing that I've hidden, you know, my beliefs on it. I mean, I'd rather have, 10 solid people that I could work with during this promo period than put 100 people in and having, 90 fail. I mean, again, you could plug them into a system, you can do all sorts of stuff, but I do think that there's a lot of hand-holding that has to happen, and my biggest concern is when someone gets someone in right away, instead of them helping them get started right and helping them get the few customers they need, they automatically like, okay, well, I've caught that one, now let me catch a bigger one. Now let me go out there and throw the hook back in there, and I'm going to grab another one. And they're going to have a whole boatload of swordfish, and just like Perfect Storm, all of a sudden, they're not going to be able to go back because there's a storm in front of them and all the fish die. And in that movie, they did as well. But, you know, the analogy is pretty real. Then I think you want to end this promotion to end with having a solid team. With, you know, use this promotion as a way to go out there and and bring those people in that just couldn't afford it, but they have the drive and they have the teachability, right? So that would be my biggest concern with what's going on. I mean, I love what they've done. I think I've talked to some people that are just so excited, not only what's happened in their existing business, but the new people they brought in were so excited because they wanted to do this for so long. But, you know, they just haven't been blessed when it comes to making money. You know, so for them to take even, you know, less than $500 out there and put into a business, it might mean that the kids aren't going to eat. And, you know, that again, I like the fact that we can get them in now. But I also think that you have to make sure that you take care of them. Otherwise, you're going to have failure. And I'm not a big fan of failure, Bob. You know, I'm just not a big fan of that.
No, I'm not a burden when it comes to MLM. Like I said, I'm a traditional guy, and I'm not a burn and churn guy. But what they've done for us, I mean, and the swing for all the people out there is huge. That this can dramatically affect. As an example, last night we were up in Ithaca. We had a great crowd in Ithaca, wonderful people up there, and there were two young girls that their mother had them there, and they're college girls. They were so excited because they felt this was a way to build a business to make a few hundred dollars a month so they wouldn't have to hop tables or tend bar, you know, and they could see how it could develop among youth who are brilliant, you know, social media networkers, you know, and they were excited. But in the same respect, I mean, I left them and I talked to a couple that was probably boomers, you know, probably about 70 years old. And they were smiling, and they could see that spark that could help them in their retirement. Because and they didn't want to, you know, they were there, they had looked at it before, and they just were uncomfortable with risking $429. You know, but now they were given that opportunity to come into this business, you know, at zero cost. And it was such a good night last night. In fact, I didn't even mind the drive home in the blizzard, just because it was a good night. And you know, and it's an exciting time as long as people treat it like a business, get it started like a business.
Yeah, I mean,
you know.
Yeah, we had a huge meeting in Rochester. I think it was close to 250 people. I mean, it was packed. You know, we had our good friend Ray Monty was up there, you know, doing a presentation. Everybody loves to come and hear, you know, Ray speak, but the atmosphere is just solid. Now, I couldn't go. I ended up staying behind and sleeping because I how it is. It's, but the next day, I was able to feel well enough to go to a luncheon we had at Grandpa Sam's, this great Italian restaurant. And, you know, sometimes, I went for the chicken parm, you know, it's really good. But it was just fun seeing people now that I've done a lot of stuff with now for, you know, 4+ years, you know, and that just shows the longevity that can happen out there if it's done right. And where I was talking to a couple of them, I said, you know, what's fun is we're helping all these new people. And a lot of new people came in right at that luncheon. I mean, I think there were 6 or 7 people that joined up right there. And that doesn't normally happen. That's the added benefit of the, you know, of the free, of the no enrollment fee right now. You know, that's the added benefit of that. But the excitement was listening to the people who have been in it for quite a while saying, man, we're having fun. We're having a good time. You know, and then we said, yeah, you know why? Because we like each other. And I always say it's not always the company that you're representing. It's the people that you're with and you're representing. And as long as you enjoy that part, it's always a bonus, right? So even feeling lousy, I felt great when I was walking out there in the slush, and my shoes were, of course, sopping wet. And well, that part I didn't like, you know, but I did enjoy hanging with everybody, you know. So then I came back and went to sleep and, you know, started to get ready for this show. So it's a great thing. But I think the biggest advice we can give everybody is, do you want to be at the end of this promotion with people who have gotten customers and are excited and in this game for a long time? Or those that you forgot because you already had that fish in the tank and you wanted to get more fish, and then you found out that they all rotted because no one helped guide them. You know, everybody needs help at the beginning. So if you don't do that, they're going to fail. And, again, we're not like other people. I put the failure right on the hands of the person that sponsored them. the person that brought them in. It's their responsibility. You know, so I put it right on their hands.
If they're newbies, if they're greenies, then they must get to that upline senior and executive consultant and plug into them, and so they can plug them into the system.
Makes a big difference, doesn't it?
Oh,
well, listen,
huge,
Bob, do you want to go right into your Lone Granger spot because I feel like it right now?
Sure,
now,
I love
what's
it.
The letter tonight?
M. Remember last week it was
marvelous. Marvelous.
No, but that's a good
merry-go-round.
That's a good word. No, not merry-go-round. No.
Okay.
No.
Okay, well, I'll leave it up to you. Let's get your intro and then do a good job tonight because, you know, I'm going to listen. This time I'm actually going to listen in detail and I'm going to probably respond to it. So do a good job, Bob. Don't let pressure get to you.
Okay,
hold in there.
But you know how I get with these things, Dave.
Yep.
A fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty high-o silver.
So all of us, let's welcome our very own Lone Granger.
Thanks, Dave. You know, I'm telling you, it's always fun to do this segment. You know, that climb up the success ladder, it starts with your dreams. You know, and so I always recommend that you remember your ABCs of success, you know, to capture those dreams. You know, this week the letter is M. Last week it was L. You know, remember, love what you do. I really enjoyed that segment, love what you do. Well, this week, you know, I started thinking because, there's so many great words out there. And you know me, I'm a movie guy. And I was thinking of magnificent. You know, like magnificent as, remember the old movie Magnificent Seven with, like, Charles Bronson and Yul Brynner and James Coburn? And they have a sequel coming out, which I'm really pumped. Maybe you and I can catch that together. But so I thought about magnificent, and I said, no. I need to have something that's applicable and important to what's happening right now, you know, especially with this promo. You know, so I thought, three words, make it happen. Make it happen. You know, because, think about this. It's only a decision. I remember when I first started the business, you know, and I was attached to the activity and things were going well, and I was making it happen. You know, I didn't know I was doing the right thing. You know, I learned that from Damien, you know, with his idea about attaching to the activity instead of results. But the idea of making it happen, see, here's the thing, is that we're the only species that can make a choice, that can decide to do something completely different outside the box, can change yourself. As an example, perfect example of that. I mean, have you ever seen a lion grazing in the middle of the Serengeti with a herd of zebras because he decided to be a vegan? I mean, that doesn't happen. He's a carnivore. It's always going to be like that. Have you ever seen a rabbit and a wolf mate for life? It can't happen. See, we're the only species, the only ones that can decide to change themselves and then can decide to change in the direction they're heading. And so with this promo right now, you can decide to make it happen. All you have to do is reach out to the people that will help you. Because if you use M in that alphabet to your success for make it happen, it can change your life, and it can change your life starting today. So what do you think of that, Dave? That's what I think about M.
I was stuck on Magnificent Seven. I didn't hear anything after that. You got me distracted. And by the way, Steve McQueen was also in that. You forgot him. How
did
you do that?
That's right. Yeah.
Now, ask me how I know that.
How do you know that?
That's good. That's a good lead-in, Bob. You said, hey, that's good. Because I watched it just yesterday or the day before on Netflix. You know?
You're kidding me.
No, I'm a sucker for all those old westerns. I just love all of them. And I love the new ones too. But I watched that again, and you're right. There's some other ones that are getting ready to release, and you know, it's funny is that I watched that, and I was thinking. The Seven, you know, the Magnificent Seven. They were a group of people. They all had a common goal. It wasn't about money. Remember, right, they didn't pay them hardly anything. But were doing what they thought was right, you know. Yeah. And together, you know, most of them survived, not all of them. But at least the ones that didn't survive, they still felt like they were doing something right and it left behind something that was valid. So, no, but, you know, you're right. You just want to make it happen. Too many people sit back and wonder why it doesn't happen to them, and yet they take zero movement forward activity. So you're right. Even when things are bad, you've got to, you know, my old partner Tarkenen used to always tell me, he said, just got to move it down the field a little bit. As long as we're moving it down the field, even a little bit, Dave, I'm okay with it. It's when we're going backwards, I'll be off the wall furious, right?
Yeah.
And you didn't want him angry. You know, but so, well, that's good. You know, I guess you're getting better. By the time you get to Z, you know, you're going to get this down perfectly.
Hey, it's just fun. It's just an opinion. You know, that, you know, that's one thing I love about our show. If you don't like what you're listening to, man, you can just bail out of it.
Right. Yeah. Oh, there goes all our callers. They're all dropping off, Bob. Thanks. Thanks. You know, and you know, that is a good point. Because, you know, we get a lot of people, and listen, the last two or three shows, we have been a little bit heavier on our business, Ambit, than we are others. You know, we're a little bit more generic normally. And I had a few people, they wrote me a little note and said, you know what, Dave, it's okay. We sort of liked hearing that because we're not going to change the company we're with, but it's also fun hearing what other people are doing. He said, because it pretty much is the same. It's just with different things. And I said it is.
Yep.
And, you know, so if we offend somebody, we mean to. I mean, no, wait, we don't mean to. But but like he says, we enjoy having everybody comment. We've had a blast. And last week's show, again, it just keeps getting stronger. There was over 1,000 people live, and we've had 2,100-plus replays from our archive. You know,
that's
over 3,000 people listening to the blabbering of Bob and myself, which to me in itself makes you wonder about intelligence, but I, you know, maybe it's what we all need, right? Everybody needs to have a little bit of fun out there. I think so.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, so listen, just so we know, because I'm going to do my brain hurt segment and close it out, but not for a tiny, well, few minutes, but how about this, Bob? Next week, you're going to be out in Golfland. And you're going to be, by the way, are you allowed to be on the sun, or is your face going to slide off like it did that one time before?
Well, I'm trying, you know, like I put so much sunblock on now that if I went swimming, I'd cause an oil slick.
Yeah, there'd be a whale somewhere around, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, so next Thursday night, you are going to be out west, and you are going to be coming on the radio show. So, you know, the only thing I want you to do between now and then is I want you to come up with something. Your next letter is N. You ready for this one? I want your next letter is N, but I want you to somehow make it so it's also is comprised of what you're doing and where you are out in Arizona. How's that?
Okay. Okay, good. I like it.
I'm giving you a challenge.
Yeah, that's no problem.
Okay, well, I just want to make sure you can do it.
No, of course, I'm already thinking. You smell something over the line there?
No, not really. I tend not to try to smell much when I'm around you at all. So I, even on the air, let that go.
Terrible.
You know, well, and I, listen, I'm really looking forward to next week. I'm hoping that while I go out there, I'm gonna, do a couple things medically while I'm out there. To hopefully, I'm not going through Colorado. I'm not going to, partake in the medical marijuana thing. It doesn't work for my heart. So, but I'm trying to go ahead and make other things work properly. So we'll see. We'll see. But I'm going to go ahead and do the brain hurts with the closeout tonight. We want to finish on 45 minutes tonight. It was a great one. Again, Bob, I'm sure, wasn't positive an hour ago if I was going to be able to do the show with him. And one of these nights, I'm probably going to just leave him out hanging, which should be really funny. And when that happens, you will not want to miss that show, will you, Bob?
No, they'll probably wind up saying, what's with the dial tone, you know?
Well, see, a dial tone, it goes back to, again, like, when you hang up with somebody on your cell phone, you don't hear a dial tone anymore, do you, Bob? Do you? I mean, I hope you don't. Do you?
You know, I should do that app. I should invent that app. It would be perfect.
Yeah, the dial's like a regular phone? Yeah, that'd be perfect, Bob.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure we'll go right back to that in a heartbeat. Well, great. Well, listen, I'm going to do the Brain Hurt segments, and next Thursday night we will be live from the West Coast. Now, what I want to tell everybody is when you listen to not only my Brain Hurt segment, I want you to listen to the close at the end because it all pulls in together. The big thing that I could tell you about what you're doing right now and your excitement level that you maintain for you and your family and for your team, it's got to be about enjoyment, too. It's not all about the money. The money takes a while to happen in this business. It's called momentum, but it takes a while before that pendulum switches where suddenly you're getting paid a lot more than you ever thought you're worth. But the ride along the way is what's going to make it enjoyable. It's going to make it so that you're not miserable, because I've run into some miserable people this week. And, again, you'll hear it as we close out. Right, Bob?
Absolutely. You're 100% right on that. It's the ride. And it can be so much fun if you allow it to be.
And the ride should be a Porsche and not a Corvette. Right, Bob?
I'm not that convinced with that, just to let you know.
Okay, we're closing out now. Here we go. Here's my segment. This is Dave Wilkerson, and you're going to hear why my brain hurts now. Okay, let's talk about something which is near and dear to my heart. Does it make my brain hurt? Well, in a way, it does, because when I see people who achieve success, and that success can be anything measurable. So it could be something as simple as, I got somebody to become my customer. That's success. And instead of enjoying that moment, what they find is instead they're almost miserable about it because, yeah, but I had three other people I asked and they wouldn't become my customer. And I'm thinking, okay, well, great, but you got a customer. That's success. I've watched people make millions of dollars in their lifetime. I've watched companies come out of nowhere that went out public and suddenly overnight people were millionaires and they became the most miserable person on the planet. Does that make my brain hurt? Yeah, it does. And I also know it hurts their families. It hurts them. You know, so how do you stop that? I don't know. I think sometimes what you've got to do is you've actually got to just stop. And you've got to set short-term success goals for yourself that you can celebrate. You know, now, you don't want to celebrate for weeks and weeks and weeks, but you definitely want to celebrate when things happen. You know, a lot of people don't realize this, but on the 15th of every month, you know, when that little residual check comes around, I always go out and take a portion of that and splurge. Whether it be I buy something for myself, buy something for my family, buy something for friends, I always do something with that. And I've done that every single month, even when the residual check was $25. Okay, I still do that. And it's because I like to celebrate the good things. So when I watch people that have success and they're miserable about it, It hurts, because I see people that don't have that success, that deserve that success, and it just doesn't happen. So, you know, if you're one of those that good things happen to you, make sure that you sit back and you enjoy the ride. Make sure you sit back and, like they say, you smell the roses. And I think what you'll see is the song that I'm going to end the show up with tonight will lead into that. And like they say, sometimes you just want to quiet your mind.
Yeah. I hear the waves, sun beating down on my shoulders. It's a near perfect day, wishing I wouldn't get any older. They say that it's gone for you know it now. Quiet your mind. Soak it all in. It's a game you can't win. Enjoy the ride. I feel the change going on all around me. It's strange how I'm taken and guided, where I end up right where I'm needed to be.
Quiet your,
quiet your,
quiet,
quiet. It's a game you can't win. Enjoy the ride.
Well, thanks everybody for joining Bob and I tonight for another great evening with all of you. We sure have a lot of fun. We hope you do as well. Make sure you go to our 2blacksheepradio.com website. A lot of great information. We also have every single show, all 16 of them, are available to listen to. We look forward to seeing you again and hearing you next week. Make sure that you're here with all of us. Being a black sheep is not a bad thing. It just makes us a little bit more unique. See y'all later. Bye-bye.